Welcome to the Expanded Lovemaking Show. I'm your host, Dr. Patty Taylor of ExpandedLovemaking.com, and I teach you how to make exquisite love. This is part one of a two-part series. Today, in part one, we'll be looking at deliberate orgasm, the practice, the pleasure, and the power. Deliberate orgasm is spelled D-O, or called doing, and in this context, is the art of giving a woman focused orgasmic genital stimulation that can be intensely gratifying. We'll be delving deeply into how you can learn to give and receive this kind of pleasure. Doesn't that sound like fun? Well, our guests today are two women who have devoted many years to intense research and experience on these topics, Françoise Defresse and Susan Tarantino. Orgasm is part of our life, and what we do is we teach what we live, and that's how we do our research. We actually live it and then see what we notice about it, and that's the kind of things that we actually put in our research, in our teachings.
The female orgasm is the foundation of our sex life and our sensuality.
We have found out that over the years that actually we can always come to a deeper level of relaxation that will increase the sensation, and you can experience it all over your body that way. The very basic little tool that you can use is make sure you use a good lubricant. You can use, a KY lubricant, or when people are, you know, partnered together for a while, they can use some Vaseline, a little dab of Vaseline, and lubricant is a wonderful addition, and you get right on there, and the position that we like to use is so that the man can actually look at the woman's pussy.
I would love to welcome both of you to the show. Welcome, Françoise and Susan.
Thank you, Patty.
Hello, Patty.
Hi. Welcome. Well, let me tell you a little bit about Françoise and Susan. They're both instructors from the Welcome Consensus. The Welcome Consensus, now, let me tell you about them. They are an internationally known sensuality. They're an organization of people who are sensuality and sexuality educators. They have researched female orgasm for over 100 years collectively. They were founded in 1992, and they offer courses and sensuality retreats on better communication, better orgasm, more intimate relationships. They have an extensive video and DVD library that show detailed, explicit demonstrations and descriptions. We're going to be talking about in part two of this show some of the most incredible video footage I've ever seen. It's so amazing. I just can't believe I have you guys on my show. You guys are amazing. They're located in the San Francisco Bay Area. Welcome to our show.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yes, it's so great to have you here. So listen in as we discover, listeners, what these internationally famous people have to tell us about doing and why so many men and women have taken this up as an art form that they say has brought their lives to unimaginably better and more orgasmic realms. We'll get basics today and then in part two, some of the specifics. Well, let's get going. Françoise and Susan, you'll just go as you wish. What are you all about, the Welcome Consensus?
Well, our main focus is on female orgasm. And a while back, we all were very interested in finding out how to have more fun in our life and more fun from having better female orgasm. So we focused our research there.
Okay, good. Well, you focus on the female. Why is that?
Most of the time, we've discovered it actually that in researching and looking at the female orgasm, that there was actually a new kind of pleasure and new world actually that were available that would translate into the men's orgasm as well. And so we decided to put our focus there and find out what would open up.
Okay. Well, what would open up? Well, one of the things is we've noticed that a lot of the model of orgasm are oftentimes based on more of a man's model of orgasm of kind of tensing up and then going over the top in the ejaculation model, which actually can be a lot of fun. But then also we noticed that there could be other possibilities of extending the orgasm, and a woman's model would basically encompass more of the pleasurable sensation and finding out ways to actually extend it into many peaks into more of a continuous orgasm.
You know, I love what you're talking about, so I just want to stop for a moment. Did you get off this morning?
Absolutely.
We did.
You did too, Susan.
Yes, I did.
Right.
Orgasm is part of our life, and what we do is we teach what we live, and that's how we do our research. We actually live it and then see what we notice about it, and that's the kind of things that we actually put in our research, in our teachings. And female orgasm and getting done every day is part, or several times a day, is part of our lives of every day, and we love that.
So, okay, so just when you're telling me that, I mean, my pussy is wet and I'm just feeling these contractions going up my pussy and up my spine. And would you make a point of, let's say, getting done before you were to come on a podcast that was going to be heard by many, many thousands of people in particular?
Absolutely.
So that's a female model maybe of orgasm that you're talking about, right?
Yes, it is, and it's available at any time. As you just said, you know, you could feel it in your own body, and that's the way that we live, and we have it every day, and it just enhances everything else that we do, and it's so fun. It's just so fun to be in touch with your sensuality and feel your body, and no matter what you're doing, whether it be coming on to a talk show or making a great meal or going into the next makeout with your partner, it's the female orgasm is the foundation of our sex life and our sensuality.
I think that's so amazing. Well, let's continue on with this female model of orgasm. But one more question. How many times a day would you experience the do? You call it a do, right?
Yes, we do. Deliberate yes. Orgasm.
Right. Okay.
And it can vary. We get off at least once a day, bare minimum, but most of the time it could range anywhere from, you know, 3 dates to 5 dates. It just varies depending on where we're at and what we want and, you know, the rise and the fall of the energy that we experience in our bodies. And
wow.
So we're deliberate about having fun with it and using it to, you know, have more sensation.
Uh-huh. And how long do those due dates last? Is there an average or is there a range?
Oh, there's a range. It could range anywhere from 1 stroke to 3 minutes. We have a video of 3-minute orgasm, which demonstrates how you can have a completely gratifying due date in 3 minutes up to, you know, you could have an hour orgasm. We do a 1-hour demonstration of a woman in orgasm to show what's possible. So there's a range.
So every day you're having between 1 and 5 experiences. Okay, good. So, I think our listeners would love maybe to just see what the practice would look like. Could you describe for us what is a deliberate orgasm?
Well, doing a deliberate orgasm, it's actually very simply when both people agree beforehand to put their attention on one person's body. That oftentimes, you know, people sometimes during their lovemaking, the attention shifts back and forth, and they're all wondering if they're doing the right thing with the other person, and they're wondering if they're touching them in the right place. Well, in this way, in order to experience the optimum amount of sensation, beforehand, both people agree who will be the doer and who will be the doee, and they both put the attention on the person who is being done. And from there, if the woman is getting done, then the man will stroke her clitoris with his finger. And from there, there's actually a great amount of sensation that can be experienced. And the only thing that the woman has to do is relax and enjoy.
Wow.
Well, now, when you say the woman just has to relax and enjoy, we're going to get to your videos. Believe me, I am such a fan of your videos. I think they're amazing. But just right now, we're in the basics. And one thing that I think is very striking about your when I see them is when you say woman relax and enjoy, I mean, she is moving, but it's very subtle. I mean, she's not one of these, she's not moving around like you see in a porn movie.
Right.
It's very different, isn't it?
Right.
It is different.
Well, and what happens is that through this learning the doing technique, with the finger, the doer can very specifically get on the spot on her clitoris. And so he's right there on the most sensitive place on her body, so she actually doesn't have to move because he's right on the place where there is the most amount of sensation. And so she can just relax, and the more she's going to relax, actually, the more she is going to feel. And we have found out that over the years that actually we can always come to a deeper level of relaxation that will increase the sensation, and you can experience it all over your body that way.
Yeah, sometimes when I've watched the women, they are so relaxed. That gets me relaxed, and yet it gets me into a profoundly feeling state. So I think you're modeling something very profound about how much feeling a woman is able to receive. I love that about your teaching.
Well, thank you.
Well, we've been talking about the practice somewhat. Just a little bit more about the practice. Does everyone do you always recommend that the giver use their left hand, or is that sort of like something I just heard somewhere?
Actually, both hands, right hand or the left hand, can be used, and it's just a slightly different hand placement. When you use the left hand, you could actually use your thumb to rub slightly more on the shaft of the clitoris, but really equal pleasure can be experienced from both positions.
Okay, and I do want to say, we'll bring up your videos now. Your delivered orgasm definitely demonstrates what you're talking about, and you do have a beautiful video called Positions, which explains how you can use a number of positions, alternate positions, for getting into these very relaxed states. So what are some of the stages that a couple will experience as they learn deliberate orgasm?
Well, that's a very good question, and you know, it's really a process, and from the time of two people start the practice of deliberate orgasm to they could be doing it for many years, there's always new things to learn and explore and research about your partner's body. And so it really is a process that it just keeps getting better, actually. And, you know, we've been doing this for 20 years, 25 years, and there's still things, new things that we learn about our bodies and about each other. And it's a very intimate way of relating, which requires a level of communication that it's so fun, and it just keeps getting better, really. And that's how we define a good sex life, is one that keeps getting better. So we found throughout the years of research that doing is it's really the foundation, and there's just always new things that you can find out about.
Right. We think that if we so much encourage people to experiment, introduce it in their sex life as something to add to what they already do, and they will notice very quickly that it will actually enhance all of the other things that they already do.
Okay, good. So is it something that starts out like really difficult for a lot of people and then gets easier? Do you find that? I mean, you must work with like hundreds of people, if not thousands.
Right.
I mean, is it easier for most people over time, or is it always like challenging, or
Actually, it's very easy. It really is so easy. And the fun part about it is that from the very beginning, it is very easy to do. If people, and that's what we want to show in that DVD, The 3-Minute Orgasm, is that it's easy, and a woman, a man can gratify a woman, she can be gratified in 3 minutes per day. And the fun part about it is that, like Susan was saying, is that then you can always get to a new level and find what you're doing good and just keep on going to a better place, and there is more exploration to do. But it's really easy to get started. Just learn how to get right on her clitoris and stroke with those little stroke right on the left side on her of her clitoris, and there she will be coming.
See, I think that's a really important point that you teach, which is to get started right away on her clitoris, because a lot of people teach that you need a lot of warm-up. You know, do that first. And you're saying sort of the opposite. Go right for the clit and get started.
Exactly. And one of the very basic little tool that you can use is make sure you use a good lubricant. You can use, a KY lubricant, or when people are, partnered together for a while, they can use some Vaseline, a little dab of Vaseline, and lubricant is a wonderful addition, and you get right on there, and the position that we like to use is so that the man can actually look at the woman's pussy, and it's such a turn-on to actually have a man look at your pussy and describe what he notices while he's doing it. It's very simple, and it's so fun.
It is a turn-on, isn't it? To have somebody saying, oh, your lips are so wet and pink and shiny and all of that.
Right. And most people are not told that. A lot of women that we come to our courses say that they've never had actually a man directly look and describe what they notice about their pussy. And every woman has always come back and told us what a turn on and how fun it was once they started incorporating that into their sex life.
So just to make it clear then, you actually don't feel like for the orgasmic doing practice to start with a lot of warm-up somewhere else. You think to just start right on the clit. Just go right for the clit and start rubbing on it, right? Or getting it engorged maybe with a little squeezing and pressure, and just go right away for the clit. Just start.
Well,
right.
It has the highest concentration of nerve endings in the body. And so with doing, when both people have their attention on one person's body, the potential for the amount of sensation that they can experience it's really exponential. I mean, it's unlimited. And it's so fun. And like Francoise was saying earlier, it just enhances anything else two people do together.
Okay.
And there's no performance anxiety. The man can easily give her an orgasm with his finger, and so he can make her come, and so they're right there. They're both in a state of surplus right away. And that whatever they do after that is fun.
Well, how about, now you talk a lot about, it is fun. How about funk spots? You talk a lot about funk spots.
That's right.
How do you know where to touch it? Could you describe them for us? And how would a man or a woman, if she was the giver, know where to touch those?
Well, funk spots are spots that are located inside of a woman's vagina that are very sensational, actually, and that's one after she's gotten done. Getting done and having a due date and deliberate orgasm date will actually get around to engorging her whole pussy, and so inside of her, she's engorged also. So after she gets done for a while, then it's actually very easy to reach some of these spots inside of her. And there's a spot commercially known as the G-spot, which is actually the spot that's very, once she's engorged, you just insert your finger, just a little bit toward the top, going toward her clitoris, and you can stroke over there and on each side of the urethral opening, and it's very sensational. Well, the same where you can go around to the spot that would be like going toward her thigh, or that would be going toward her from her vagina, going toward her her pelvis floor and her anus and her other thigh. And it's really easy to do. You just use your thumb or your finger and then stroke softly, just if you were touching a piece of velvet.
So how come they feel so good?
Well, the vagina itself doesn't have any pressure-sensitive nerve endings. But when a woman is engorged, the engorgement, the nerves that are in the deeper tissue can actually are more sensitive. And so when she's engorged and you stroke right in there, you can actually feel the whole inside of the vagina gets wrapped around the finger. And then right there, then there's a lot of sensation because there is a lot of blood flow that has flown into the pelvic floor. And so that's why another reason why doing is so wonderful is that the whole pelvic floor of a woman is engorged, and wherever she is being touched, it's actually very sensational.
It's highly pleasurable.
So then what would be the best time to go touch the thunk spot would clearly be after a woman's been done, right?
Right. Exactly.
Yes, because she's been properly engorged. So as Francois was saying, all that tissue is filled with blood, and it's so fun to have those places touched.
They're all puffy.
They're engorged.
Juicy.
Yeah. Right, and actually, you know, in the video, the thunk spot video.
Which video is that? You have a thunk spot video?
Right,
we
have a thunk spot video.
What's
and actually
it called?
It is called Deliberate Orgasm Thunk Spots. And you see that actually RJ does the woman first, and then once he demonstrates exactly where the thunk spots are located and how to touch them, and you can see the touch that he uses, and they're so easily accessible, and he demonstrates all of it into the video with detailed description.
Well, I'll have to see that one. I haven't seen that one yet. I know he talks about them in some of his other videos. We were talking about the pleasure, and I want to talk now about the power. You say you do this every day of your life, and I'd like to know, how has it changed your life?
Well, one of the main things that we've been researching and talking a lot about is the amount of energy that women have in their bodies. And we found that actually women are conditioned from a very young age to be actually out of agreement with that amount of energy, either it's too much or it's not enough, or how to get rid of that energy. And what we do through Deliberate Orgasm is we build that tumescence and that energy, and we have the most amount of fun that we can with it. And we found through doing that two people, they get into agreement with that energy, and they create a better orgasm with it. And it's one of the things we've been really taking a good look at, that we found that when we are in agreement with that energy, it just flows through your body, and you know, you feel happy, and you just feel so good having that kind of an orgasm from the place of being in agreement with how your body feels.
Do you have any examples, either from your life or from somebody that you've taught, where you've seen a profound life change?
Yes, actually, I could use the example of this woman that is actually, she's a career woman, and she wanted to actually get around to having a more pleasurable life and being able to enjoy her relationship with her man fully. And she always felt like she had to run from one place to the other and get everything done as quickly as she could, and there was never enough time to get everything done. And when she and her partner took courses from us, they actually both got to experience that kind of pleasure and gratification and happiness of being with each other and feeling that they could have everything that they wanted, and they could have their life exactly the way that they wanted. And she actually told us a frame recently when we visited with her, that she said she always felt like she used to feel like she had to dash through the halls and go on to the next thing in life, and that she realized that enjoying her life and having pleasure as the most important part of her life allowed her to have that expansion of seeing that she could have everything. She could have a career if she wanted to, and she could have a great sex life, and she could have a life of luxury and pleasure. And all of this felt that it was that she didn't have to give up one part for the other, that she could have it all.
Yeah, she enjoys all aspects of her life. You know, just her orgasm. It influences all aspects of her life and her level of enjoyment of things and her sensuality.
Well, thank you. I'm guessing this is a beautiful story, and I'm guessing that you see that a lot.
We do.
And it's one of the things that we love to do is because we've experienced that from our own experience of feeling how much actually our life has changed and how much more we enjoy being with each other and we enjoy the things that we do. We love to give that gift to people.
Well, as someone who does it myself, I totally understand, and I can only imagine how many more gratified women and men there are in the world. But we haven't talked about the men too much. I guess we'll get to that in part two of the show, which is coming up next. So we'll just put that on hold. We'll get to the men because I don't think we talked about that. So we are going to bring part one of our show to a close. Before we do, I'd love to just ask both of you if you'd be kind enough to leave a parting inspirational thought for our listeners today.
Yes, and what we have to say is take the deliberate orgasm into the bedroom and experiment with it. It is a fun thing for two people to relate with, and it's so easy to do. It is so easy to just decide that you're both going to put your attention on her body and put your finger on her clitoris, talk to each other, and start stroking. And there is a wonderful, wonderful experience that are on the other side of it that will last for years. It will keep on opening up.
Yes, I agree. And it's a fun, friendly activity that a man and a woman can relate over with each other. And I just can't emphasize enough how fun it is to do that. And it really does build a great relationship and friendship.
It's really a great thing to do. Well, listen, you guys are really, you're really fun too. I thank you so much for coming on the show today, and I can't wait to have you back for part two. We have so much more to talk about. I just want to say for our listeners, part two is going to be a lot of fun too, because the Wellcome Consensus has not only done so much research and experimentation for themselves. How cool is that? Okay, smart move on your part. But they have found some brilliant ways to share their wisdom for all of us listeners and people out there who just haven't found a way to make it to come and live with them or take their course quite yet, and who want to see or feel or find out how to do it for themselves. And I so honor that, and their work is exquisite, and we're just going to find out more about that. So please hang in there with us, because there's more to come. So we're going to bring this show to a close. Thank you once again for being with us, Françoise and Susan.
Thank you.